We're in Tafman Al Chotzayin. I just want to finish something from last week. Last week we talked about glass. And I just want to mention non-kashrut glass. And the question is, what about in lots of places, in tanks or in a pipe, there'll be a sight glass. I just want to mention the question about that. But there's a glass that you can look in. So right. The question is, the thing is made out of metal, which is fine, but it has this glass piece in it, so how are you going to kashrut that? Okay, so the question was asked from Rabbi Shechter, this question, and he said the reason why it's mutter is because of the din of Asur Lishtamesh B'Shefa, which means is the Rashba says that the only time you have to kashrut something is if you're gonna if you would not kashrut it, don't make your food trace. So therefore you have to kashrut even if it's Eina Binyam, or that Eina Binyam wouldn't make your food trace. That's exactly Eina Binyam or Ata Binyam. But if it's not a case of Eina Binyam or Ata Binyam, just the amount of blue that's in there is so tiny that it can't possibly make your food trace, then you don't need to kashrut. His example, which is very similar to ours, is the example that's given is where there's a drop of food fell into a pot. You know exactly how much Isser fell into the pot, and you know that it fell high into the pot, a certain amount of Isser. So if you'd fill up the pot ever that high to get to that point, there'd be enough liquid in there to be involved because you know exactly how much Isser fell into it. Okay, that's a case that's usually given for it. It's not the Rashba's case, but that's a case that's usually given for it. So in that kind of case, we say, so the Rashba says, hey, it's also Lishtamesh B'Shefa. Every time you use it, there's going to be a Shefa of Hefter to be involved with the Isser. It's not possible to use this clean in a way that'll make your food Isser, so you don't have to catch it. The rules of Agol Kim don't apply.
But that's not going to work in a pot where it's mispashed b'shoda. Let's say it's spray dried, right? Let's say a liquid hits that glass. It's not right? That area is going to be mamish also.
Correct.
That amount is going to be also.
But
in the total value of the product is going to.
That's good. So we judge. Yes, that's true. It's not so. But his point is usually in the Mishtamish B'Shefa, by the time the liquid reaches that height of the pot, there's so much liquid that the bleed that comes out will be bubble. In our case, there are pieces that are going to hit just that spot and that are not going to hit the other spot. Okay, but we treat those things in most cases as. We collect all that stuff together. The bleer that's in this entire kli is going into all the stuff that's in there. Okay, here's what happened about that. But the bleer that's in the entire kli is being bottled into the food that's going through this whole process.
Why would we do that?
Okay. You're talking about like a pasteurizer. We count the chef out and everything.
That's one example of it. Okay.
No, in my case, it's a little different. It was
very different.
And that part, that everything is awesome. In the 2,000 pounds that I'm making it. Those few grams are going to be bombed.
Right, so you're
that's bit of the life. That's not the smash of the shell. It's bit of the life. It's kind of a bit of.
Let me think about that. You're looking at each piece separately. I don't think that's 100%. I have to think about that. Okay, we'll think about that. Sorry, put that on the side. So the Rashba says that if it's also Shamsu Shef, you don't have to kasher. The Mechaber and the Ramah seem to pass like that. But the Achronim, the Kaz and the Shach are not so happy about it. And they go with a different shita that's only mutter to be, you can only not kasher from also the Shamsu Shef if the Kli is also Ein Ben Yomai. Or if it's less time of Khan. Okay, so in that kind of a case, then you could be Sambuk on this thing of being also Islamish B'Shefa. So what he said was, if you putting David's point on the side, you have a small amount of portion of the clear that's trace, and that's glass, and we can't cash it. So that's more portion, less of green, and we can't cash it. Okay, but in the overall clear, in the way that the KLM are used, that little bit of blue that could be stuck into there is not an amount that can make the rest of the clear trace.
So I'm actually going to cancel the clear that's dirty on the outside.
So we talked about it back then. There are lots of questions on this from the din that we had beforehand about rust and things like this. There are questions we talked about this way back at the beginning, maybe I don't know, it was Gimel or Bal, way back then, about whether how true this rule, the way we're applying this rule doesn't seem to fit with a lot of din over there about things that have a little bit of ban on them and things like that. Okay, now this din for plants is fine. If you want to be Simon Humphrey, it's fine in the plant. If you'd want to think about it for your own house, it's not. You can't do that. I think it would seem to me that you can't do that. You know, if you had a pot that had a little bit of glass, let's say on the top, a little thing, whatever. Because if you say that it's only mutter because it's Ein Ben Yomai, it doesn't help you if you cook in a Pesach, because we hold that Ein Ben Yomai is also in Pesach. So I'm not sure, but it would seem that it would not help you in your own house if you're doing it in the factory. So you cooked in the factory, it was way before Pesach. So things are Eidibiyama or Mutter. You know, Eidibiyama is a factor. In your own house, I'm not sure. You know, on the one hand, Eidibiyama doesn't work on Pesach. On the other hand, we saw in other cases that maybe for this kind of a din, Eidibiyama does help you. Okay.
Yeah, they say
that
self-cleaning
does not self-cleaning, only someone other, is that true? You weren't here last week. No, a few weeks ago we talked about this. Whatever. I think that it's fine. If you hold that self-cleaning is leaving gumless, and then it takes care of grace for sure, then you don't have to think about that.
Well, I don't understand. Self-cleaning, the food is the heat in the walls. Of the oven,
right? Heat comes out of the fire, so it heats everything.
The
heat comes from the same fire that cooks your potatoes.
Cooks. Only come from the fire.
No. So people might question whether, if you think that you're not doing Lieben Gum, you're only doing Lieben Kal, will that be sufficient for the clear store? And we talked about it in Halacha Chaf Gimel, that even if it's Lieben Kal, it's probably okay. And Yossi even came back with other stars why I should be right in here. Okay. Right? Oh, Mick, I'm not sure if it's
right. I remember that.
No, we have to think about that. Okay, fine. Halacha Chaf Zayin. Okay, Shuod Yossi is a Tzolo Boy, or Yifleis Pesach, a spit that was used to roast chicken on Pesach, meaning you did not kasher the Shuod. The Shuod needs Lieben. You didn't do Lieben to it, and you just used one. Mutarn, you're allowed to use that food on Pesach. We had in Halacha Yud that there was a concern in those days that the salt would have chametz mixed into it, crumbs mixed into it. So during the year, you roasted meat on it that had been salted meat. And the salt, no one checked to make sure that the salt was kosher Pesach. Okay, there was a concern that there were crumbs in the salt. So if you did it, during the year you used this for meat that had not been checked, the salt had not been checked, and now on Pesach you cooked a piece of chicken, you roasted a piece of chicken in that thing, without having done leap into it, so dinner said it's mutter, and the Ramah says, miyu eino hatarach b'dyavad, it's mutter b'dyavad. Okay, so the person forgot to do leap into this kli, and this is a very real situation, not the b'dyavad part of it, but in places like Jewel, okay, that want to broil chickens all year round. They make roasted chickens. So what happens is, comes Pesach time, they want to make them to Pesach also. Okay, so I once, Lenny Steinman from there, he once taught me, very smart. He says he told these places, he takes the sets of these places. He says the rule he tells them is that you must be kosher Pesach all year round. He says because they basically are kosher Pesach. What are they putting to it? Just a piece of chicken with some spices. So the Mashgiach makes sure that year-round that the spices are kosher Pesach, which is no big deal. There's no special requirements. There's nothing in it except the chicken and a few little spices. So, and that's to avoid this problem. Because this problem is because if you don't make sure that you kosher Pesach year-round, then you have to leave it to that, which is...
So they say the kosher?
I don't know if you do, I'm saying, but he told me that the way he sets them up, that they shouldn't need to kosher. You told me that the spit with the broil?
I don't know. They call me because there's something to get the spices from newlyweds.
Okay.
That they use. They want to know... The kashering. They want to know, it's like mamish comments or kidney or
something. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe that's not for the broiler. Maybe not for this rotisserie. Okay. Maybe it's for another problem. But could be. Okay. And that's how he told me it's supposed to be.
Right,
it could be it didn't work. Okay. Fine. I'm just going to finish it then because we're going to talk about this part. We'll go back. The spouts that you use for wine barrels, you clean them off. And also the wood that you used to poke into and these are both concerns that you might be dirty when you use them. So the spigot that you put into the barrel, you might have used it, you might have been dirty. So similar to the machabe said, a chashash that there might be chametz mixed in. Okay, so this din, the machabe says it's mutter b'dyavad, and the reason why it's mutter b'dyavad is because it's only a safek if anybody uses something with chametz, and the amount of chametz in there was probably a small amount anyhow, so you're allowed to use it b'dyavad on Pesach. So this din just says what it says, okay, whatever it is. If you look at the Beis Yosef, he tells you, he says something, he says it here, and we'll see, he says it in another place also, that he says like this, how much chametz is going to be mixed into the salt? We're talking about that you might have roasted meat that had been salted with salt that had chametz mixed into it. He says, how much chametz was mixed into it? He says, the amount of chametz that's mixed into there is bottle, there aren't globs of, you know, breadcrumbs in this thing. There's a little bit of chametz. I mix it here and there.
You don't mean, it's not bottling the salt, of course, because you can see it.
We're not eating the salt. Right. The question is the bleas that come from the mixture of salt with crumbs. Yes, okay. The amount of it is less than shishim of that mixture, and the effect it has on the meat, and surely on the spit, is an amount that would be both of shishim. So he says, so Mechaber says, so I'm telling you, the guy forgot to do it, now he's using it on Pesach. He said, but the salt that they use, not, they didn't use the chametz stick of salt on Pesach, or the questionable salt on Pesach. They used the questionable salt before Pesach. He says, so if so, the chametz that was in there was bottled, and the shvut shouldn't be shaped at all. I'm talking to you about what happened to the guy who forgot to do it. So I'm talking about, wait a second, but what happened to the, what about the shvut altogether by itself? So he says, if you want to know about that, go look in Tufnim Zayin Ochtav. Go look in Tufnim Zayin, it talks about the din of Chayiz Evanir, and then you'll see what's going on. What's in the gate over here? What's going on in Tufnim Zayin? Over there, there's a machlok that's like this. Chametz is a unique din, a unique kind of food that today it's regular iser, and today if it falls into a food, it's baltim b'shishim. Come Pesach, it's aser b'mashu. So the rules for bittul aren't the same all the time. Today the rules that it's baltim b'shishim, and come Pesach the rules that it's b'mashu. So the question is, does the machlok is showing whether you say chayz v'nir? If chametz fell into food today, it was bottle today because it was shishim connected, and now I want to eat that food on Pesach, so should I say it was bottle with shishim, so it became mutter. Now comes Pesach, it stays mutter. Or should I say, no, now, but on Pesach, it's b'mashu. On Pesach, if we'd follow these rules, this chametz would be, this food would be also, because the amount of chametz that was in there is a mashu. So a mashu, who's also? Okay, that's a machlok kishri shayim.
So what exactly is the bittul over here? Initially, when the chametz is in the salt went into the thing, it wasn't bottled in the salt.
Sure was.
It's visible.
No. Wait a second.
In the bleas, it's bottled. In the bleas, but it's bleas. There's some bleas somewhere in the spit of chametz, someplace. We don't know where it is.
That's bottled.
So that's what we're talking about. Bit of spots. This spot is bottled.
If you want to decide, was there bleas of chametz in the spit? Bito will tell you there were no bleas of chametz in the spit.
That's correct. The bleas are going in together. The bleas are going in. The time that's transferring into the spit, does it taste like chametz or does it not?
The truth is, even if it's not chametz, it could have directly touched the spit.
As I would say,
the spot there has chametz.
It should even be bottled had the tray. Are we going to say there was chametz touching the spit? Had the tray will tell me no. There was no spot of chametz touching the spit.
Why?
Because there was a lot of salt. You mean that?
Well, the piece of salt all over the thing, there's a piece of chametz somewhere on it. And that's right. That chametz, because that's the piece of chametz not bottled, because you can see it.
Which when chametz is not bottled, I want to know on the spit, did you get bleed from that stick of chametz or not? What touched the chametz? What's that the spit? Was it salt or was it meat? What were you, or chametz?
I'm talking on the spit now, not on the chicken.
Right, the spit. I'm talking about the spit.
You think one spot is bottled, another spot.
No, not one spot. I want to what touched this spit. What touch
is it? You want to go, it's me and Buster Ruba, it's something else. You want to say,
that's
not
the train.
That's not the train. You go Buster Royce. No, that's not the train.
That's not the train.
It's
called
the Polish,
whatever.
Okay. We disagree that, so I don't think they can look at it like that. But okay, we're seeing it. Okay, we will argue that your day is on afterwards. Okay, but we're seeing it as the bleed that's going into there is an amount that has chametz that was bottled in it. Okay, for whatever reason, like, it'll make you feel better. The salt is on the outside of the meat. Okay, it'll make you feel better. And yeah, whatever it is, the bleeding going in there is bottled. So should we say it was bottled, it's finished?
Well, who's having this discussion? How do you explain what it tells you to
do? This is what the business is talking about. It says, so should we say, so it's gone? Or do we say that's chayz veneer? On Pesach, the rules are different. The rules now make
you... Well, we don't pass him chayz veneer.
Well, so the mechaber says, go look over there. You'll see what the din is over there. Come, look, and if you look over there, so in the Shulchan Aruch brings both days. It says the chametz that's bottled before Pesach has not chayz veneer. V'yesh cholkin or v'yesh machmir. I've got the words that he says. Okay, the Ramah says no, we're makel that there's no chayz veneer. Okay, so that's why you say, oh, we don't have chayz veneer because you're a nationality. You think we're not chayz veneer. But the Mechaber is still over there. The Ramah says there's no chayz veneer. Okay, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says except the Yavashar, we're getting to Yavashar in a second. Okay, the Ramah says we make it. Okay, so now the how do I say this? Okay, so now, I'll ask you a question like this. The Mechaber, as it stands, we know what the Ramah is. What does the Mechaber hold about Chayes Avenir? The Mechaber says, Chametz that's bought before Pesach is not Chayes Avenir, V'yesh Chokin, V'yesh Machmir. Okay, so the simple thing you look at it is there's a rule that when the Mechaber says 2 days, if we mention this, if he says the 2 days, Yesharim like this, V'yesharim like this, then you go with the second day. And if he says just 1 day of Bistam, and then V'yesh Chokin, then you go with the first day. Because he said that one to stop. Okay? It pumped, you'll hear in a second why, but I was looking at a Knesset Agdel. No, usually look there, but I looked at a Knesset Agdel, and he in fact says it right on that day. He says the Mechaber is going like that the first day, because that's how you say it. He said it to stop like that day. So you say the Mechaber holds that Chayz Avenir is Mutter. Okay, so now I have another question. So then, maybe you should say this in Martin also. What does the Mechaber say in Martin? Shavud Yashin, that you would toil the food in this thing, so what's it in? The chicken is Mutter, but the oven on Pesach. Why is it chicken mutter? Because the Mechaber says it's totally not in the Chayes Avenir. So the Mechaber says here that this food is mutter b'diavad on Pesach means because he holds the chametz is not Chayes Avenir. So maybe you could think to bring a raya from Arden also that chametz that Mechaber holds chametz is not Chayes Avenir because he says in this case the din is that it's mutter. He's talking about eating the food on Pesach. He says that the food is mutter. Okay, so you might think like that, except that in our case, there's an extra thing to add on, which is it's only a suffix. Okay, so it's not, you can't bring a right from our case, really, because in our case, it's a suffix. We don't even know that there was chametz mixed into it. It's just salt that may have had chametz into it. It's not that we know there was chametz mixed into it. It's a suffix. And that suffix plays a role, so you can't necessarily bring a right from it. Okay. Then there's another possible right to it, and we're going to get back to our din in a second. In Taf Mem Beis, in Halacha Daled, the Mechaber talks about if you have this medicine, it's called, in here it's called, it's written as Triac, it's called Theriac, Theric, okay, Theriac, which was a medicine that was used then, a mix of all kinds of things. So the Mechaber says if you have this Triac or Theriac that had chametz mixed into it, you're allowed to keep it on Pesach, but you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it because of Achshrei. So Amos says, so the Ramah says on that, but you should just know, you'll see in Taf Mem Zayin, okay, you know, I'm going to hold this kid. I'm sorry. Put that on the side. I'm sorry. Now, there's a different question, which is, in the din before the Mechaber brings this halacha about whether chametz is chayes avenir or not chayes avenir, the Mechaber says a different case. He says, what happens if you found an Erev Pesach, a chicken, that had a kernel of wheat into it. You had cooked the chicken and it had a kernel of wheat. You found a kernel of wheat into that, okay, which Kinneret was a common child then, because the chickens used to eat, you know, food. And you open up your chicken and there was chametz in it. So then he says, if you heated up the chicken on Pesach, when you found the kernel not before Pesach, you found it on Pesach, and the chita was still in there and you reheated that food, so then it makes the food trash. Because the chita that's in there gives a mashu of tam into the chicken, so chametz on Pesach is a mashu. So you warm up the chicken on Pesach, you're going to chafe up your chicken because of the chita that's in it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's coming from Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's only true if you heated it up with the chita inside of it. What would be if the chita had not been inside of it? I mean, you discovered the chita before Pesach, you took it out. And then you warmed up the piece of chicken on Pesach, that chicken that had the chita, you warmed it up on Pesach. He says that would be mutter.
It was already warmed before Pesach too.
It had been cooked before Pesach. And now, come Pesach, I'm sorry, I don't know if that's true.
If it wasn't true, then there was the shayla.
The chita was cold. Right. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Yes, correct. The
chita
was in before Pesach. Yes,
it was not so.
And now you took off the chita. Now you reheated it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's mutter. He says not only according to people who hold that there's no chayes avenir. He says but even according to those who hold that there is chayes avenir on Pesach, we only say it. The only shayla about chayes avenir is when there's be'en, when there's chametz mixed into a food, there's actual chametz mixed into a food. That was bottle. Now we can say it could be chayes avenir. But if it's only tam, it's not the end. Everyone agrees that there's no chayes avenir. Just the tam that was bottled, everyone agrees that there's no chayes avenir. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham says, and he says that the Sharetzim brings it from the Ohel Shabbos. So I went to look at the Ohel Shabbos. That's why I was at a Knesset Hagdol, because the Ohel Shabbos says this, and he says, and Ein Knesset Hagdol Madura Tinyana, which is the Shiori Knesset and Gaila, which I can't find. I was trying to find this. I only found the real Knesset and Gaila. And the real one doesn't talk about this. He just says the other thing about the Mechaber. So I don't know what the reason is. And the Prima Gaila is, to me, is looks like an obvious question. He asks it over there, that, what are you talking about? He says, look at our din. In our din, the Mechaber said, the Beis Yosef said, that this din of the shvut that had been used for salt is a shayla of Chayz Avenir. Look at my shayla of Chayz Avenir. There's no be'en anymore. It's a clean spit that has bleas from chametz in it. It doesn't have any be'en. There's no be'en in this thing. So he says, what the Beis Yosef says, he says, you know what? The Beis Yosef, even on this case of the chicken, says that. The Beis Yosef, on the case of the chicken, okay, we have to show Chanor that case first of the chicken, and then the shayla of Chayz Avenir.
Okay. It's fine. It's not bottle because it's... Please.
No, it's bleas. No, we're not talking about be'en. There's no be'en of chametz in my food today. The theoretical chametz that's here is balua. It's a tam. Yeah. That tam we're talking about should be chayz v'nir or not. What are you talking about chayz v'nir? So obviously you see this chayz v'nir on a blea also, or even on a tam, not on a be'en. Doesn't have to be it. He says, and this we have the din of this thing about the chicken as halacha gimel, and then halacha dalet is the din of what is the chayz v'nir or not. Okay, but that's not the way it's set up in the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, it's the other way. What it is it starts off with what we have as halacha dalad. Is there chayz v'nir? And he says these are all the people who say that chayz v'nir is mutter. Okay, that's what they say. All these people say chayz v'nir is mutter. Then he says, and that's why in the case of the chicken, if there was no chit in it, you're allowed to use it because there's no chayz v'nir on Pesach. That's what he says. He says. But you should just know the Rambam and others hold that there is chayz v'nir on Pesach. Okay, so that's the next step. Paragraph afterwards. So the Beis Yosef over there is also very clear that the Chayz Avenir is a Shaila by Blias also. That's how he talks about it. He said, everybody, all these people hold Chayz Avenir is Mutter, and that's why this chicken is Mutter. This kind of case of a chicken is Mutter because of Chayz Avenir. Some people hold that it's Asur, and some people hold that it's Asur. That's why other people hold that it's Asur. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the halach is the other way. But I don't understand, the Prima Gaila says, he doesn't understand, how could you say that in cases where we're only talking about a blia or a tam of chametz, then there's no shayla, then everyone agrees that there's no chayla v'nir. He says, when the Beis Yosef, in both of these cases, says that it is even by that case. He doesn't give an answer, or not that I understood. I mean, you know, there's a lot of just hints and things in Prima Gaila, so I didn't understand the answer to the question. I don't know what to say. That's why I was looking for the Shari Knesset HaGdol to see maybe he explained himself better. Because the Ohr Shabbos just says it, just like straight out. The Magen Avraham also says it a bunch of places. He like makes a point of it. He says, no, on things that are bleas, there's no, just Tom, there's no Shiloh of Chayz Avenir. Everyone agrees there's no Chayz Avenir. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that over there. So, I mean, we'll just take it as it is. It's coming from, you know, just hearts on the scene. Where it's coming from, when the Mechaber, when the Beis Yosef explains it, he seems to see pretty clearly that the Shiloh of Chayz Avenir even applies to things that are bleas in one of those cases. That Ardin is one of those cases. Okay. There's also a shayla about what I was saying before about the triat, that in the case of the triat, the Ramah says that if the chametz was bought before Pesach, he says it's not a problem. He says the chametz is mutter if it was bought before Pesach. You'll see later, you'll see in Tavim Zayin that there's no chayz v'nir. Okay, so Frank Mishpura question, he says, really? There's no chayz v'nir? Not true. Go look. If you look at the Ramo, who says that din about chayz v'nir, he says we hold that chametz b'pesach is not chayz v'nir, except in one case. That's what David said before. Except in one case, which is if it's yavish b'yavish, then there is chayz v'nir. So he says in this triak is chayz v'nir is yavish b'yavish. I don't know how he knows that, but he says the case of triak is yavish b'yavish. Since it's
yavish,
right? Maybe again. I mean, we don't know what it is. Right? We're talking about right. I agree, but he says. He just assumes, he says, so it's Yavish B'Yavish. He says, so why is the Rambam being making the case? Okay, so now, for starters, that would explain why the Mechaber is Machmer. I mean, you can't bring a riot from the Mechaber because he held it with case of Yavish B'Yavish. Okay. But the Rambam, he says, how could the Rambam be making when it's case of Yavish B'Yavish? He leaves it as a kasha. He just leaves it as a kasha. The Chazanish answers that to say, we would only say Chayz V'Nir when if today the bittul was happening, the food would be asav b'mashu, as if it were asav b'mashu. The triak is a food that's not edible. Okay, that's the point of this din, is that this triak is not a food, it's really inedible. It only becomes, so to speak, edible if it's a din of akshvei. If I eat it, I'm showing that I consider it a food. But by itself, the bittul of the isser into the heter, the chametz into the heter, doesn't make it asur. So chayz v'nir makes sense when you say,
if the bittul would be happening today, it would make the food usher. Okay? If the bittul would happen on Pesach, it wouldn't make the food usher. It brought them to things that are not edible. So the bittul as it is today, it's not a shiloh. It's not really a shiloh. It's not a shiloh close to me. I don't understand.
If the bittul would work, then a chameh, yeah, so then, you know.
That's a good question. And I don't understand, because the Ramah says that's an example of Chosef Nir. The Ramah says, you'll see later on, that we're making about Chosef Nir. So he's saying as if it doesn't depend on Chosef Nir. The Ramah says, oh, look, come on, it's tough and you'll see the Yesh Chok and the Matir if it was lost before Pesach. So what are you saying? What has to do with anything? The Ramah is saying, okay, so much. Okay. I want to mention, when I said this thing about Yavish, it's just, it makes it more real, at least in my mind. So the thing, the Ramah says, we're mocked by Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, there's a real example of Yavish B'Yavish that has to do with this thing. It's not so gay anymore, but it used to be, which was the baby food, the rice cereal on Pesach. It's flakes. It's not a powder. It's like flakes of dried rice, you know, cooked and dried rice in these flakes. And each piece is its own individual piece. It's not kemach b'chemach. It's not flour that's considered a full taruvus. The pieces are each individual piece. If you pour out the box, the pieces all come out on the table. They're each individual pieces. Okay, so that's a bit of taruvus of yavish b'yavish. That's solid. They're not. The pieces don't get mushed together. But each one sticks out by itself.
Even in this final baby food?
After you mix it into water.
Oh, you take it.
After you mix into water.
The customer takes it and mixes it into water.
Oh, well, yeah. If you buy a box of flaked, it's flakes of baby food, of this dried out rice or other grains. Excuse me. And then you mix it with water and it turns into a mush. The baby eats it as a mush. But when you buy it, it's in a box of flakes. And there used to be a chashash. They say that nowadays it's not such a chashash. There used to be a chashash. The same companies make oatmeal cereal also. And that the machinery can't be 100% clean or 100% perfect to make sure there's not one piece in there. So if one piece of oatmeal cereal gets into your rice cereal, excuse me, that's a terumah yavish b'yavish. So for regular iser, if this would be a problem with child of regular iser, so it would be possible.
You could tell which is
you can't tell which one is oats, which one is rice. But the pieces are not mixed into each other in a way that they are one big glump of like kemach. These are actual individual pieces. You can pull out one piece at a time.
It's not more kind of called the polish. When you buy a box, there's no reason to presume there's oats in this particular box.
Okay.
It's called the polish before Pesach.
So you're saying this, you think if I have the whole huge vat of oats there, right, so the question is, but my box, it's a different set of rules. I don't remember if for that, I think you're right, that for that, those things are possible for Pesach. Those usually things that are possible.
You can say that roiv of this size, that comes out of this pile, there's no oats.
Yeah,
5,000 pounds. And in the time mix, you put 2,000 pounds. So there were 20 kernels.
Right. There's not that much. They say that nowadays the companies are so concerned about allergies that there isn't any. They're from an allergen perspective, don't want oats, and rice is considered like a completely safe food that no one's allergic to, so they're like super careful about it to not mix in any allergen food. Okay, so maybe it's not a chashash, there are other chashashas. Just as an aside, for the rice food, there's other chashashas, the enzymes that they use to make the rice cereal. Okay, that's a different chashashas for Pesach. Not for now. But for this chashash, but this, at least it's an example, you can try to picture in my least tomorrow, it helps me understand the state of yavish and that kind of case. Okay, one more thing. Which is really a lead-in for next time, which is, the Taz says, we're saying that chametz, the Taz over here is this question. He says, you're saying that chametz is not chosevinir. He says, how could chametz not be chosevinir? Don't we know that we paskin that chametz is yisur bala? Didn't we paskin that chametz is yisur? So if chametz is yisur, then can't say chosevinir. Then you have to say chosevinir. Okay, and his answer, just as a side,
why?
I have no idea. We'll talk about it in 1 second. But his answer is that the Taz says that we don't really pass the chametz. We're not sure that chametz is yisur bala. Chametz, we're machmir that's yisur bala. He says, but we're not there when there's other things to be mitzaref. We're stumbling on the sheet of the chametz is a terabala, and therefore in our case, we do all the tzimufim because here it's a sasuk. We don't even know if there was chametz in the food, so therefore you can be maker. Okay, which is.
what he's saying might make sense for the Rama, because Rama holds the chametz is isur bala, but he still holds on to the other sheet that it might be hetera, because chametz, whether chametz is isur bala or hetera bala is the flip side of another question. Whether you follow me talk about all the time, Rav Teshmisha and me Teshmisha, those two sheetas go. You have to be make like one of those things. They answer Akasha, so you have to be make like one of those. So the Rama says to be machmir for both. So it means that he's not sure which is the right answer. Well, he's willing to be, at least you could consider within the Rambam that he's not sure which is the right answer, and you could be mitzaref and kulas to make it, but Mechaber says chametz is isur bala, and he takes the kula of Roy Teshmish, right? So he seems rather confident that chametz is isur bala. He's saying chametz is isur bala, lakula, so to speak. So it's harder to say to the Mechaber, okay? But the question that he's saying is that, Supreme Court's question, and I don't know how to really answer the taz, what is chametz being Isur Bala has anything to do with Chayz of Aniyah? Chametz in Isur Bala means that even before Pesach, Chametz is Isur. Okay, that's fine. But the rules for Bittul before Pesach are that it's Bata B'Shishim. And the rules on Pesach is that it's Asur B'Mashu. What about, let's say, an Erev Pesach? An Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. What's it? Chametz is Asur. It's not Asur B'Mashu. So just because Chametz is Asur doesn't mean that it has to be B'Mashu. And if it's Asur, and it's bottle, so then it stays bottle. Oh, that's the shayla. Does it stay bottle? Does it become that bottle? So he says, what does that have to do with chametz? Is it terah bala or isur bala? Let it be isur bala. Okay, so it's isur. Why does that mean you have to say chayz of aniyah? He does. I don't know what the connection is between the then what the connection between the two things is. I'm not sure. I don't have a great answer to explain you what the Taz says. I'm mentioning it aside from just the point and the kasha. This is an introduction because the next din is all about whether this din, well, for us, is the next din is all about whether this din that chametz is isur bala, does that, what does that translate into? Okay, we're going to see here whether it translates into not bar not and things like that. All the kinds of shadows, does that connect to other din? That's what the next halacha is about. That whether chametz being isur bala, what effect does that have on some other things that depend on heter nisur, like not bar not? Okay, let's